For thousands of Puerto Ricans displaced by Hurricane Maria, this will be a very different kind of Christmas. Rhode Island Public Radio's John Bender met one family trying to recreate their holiday traditions far away from home.
Miosotis Castro, her husband Francisco Alvarado, and their three children lost their home in the storm. Eventually, they made their way to Providence, where they've been living with relatives for the last month. It's been a hard transition, but Castro's trying to focus on what they do have as they prepare for the holidays.
We cook. We have a Christmas tree. We have a safe home.
They left everything behind in Puerto Rico, including a comfortable middle-class life. Since coming to Rhode Island, they've been forced to rely on the support of family, strangers, and relief organizations. And now they're getting ready to celebrate Christmas far from home, where there may be snow on the ground.
Normalmente los puertorriqueños nosotros hacemos las actividades afuera.
Castro says normally Puerto Ricans spend the holidays outside, including a pork roast. Castro's 12-year-old son, Elias Perez, pipes up, recalling outdoor parties packed with family and friends. It's neighbors, cousins, and their cousins, he says. This family will try very hard to recreate their island traditions and make sure there are presents for the kids, but it won't be the same in the frigid New England winter and without so many family members they left behind in Puerto Rico. Castro says Christmas is the time to see family you haven't seen all year, and this year they won't be able to do that. Despite its small size, Rhode Island has a Puerto Rican population some 40,000 strong. The community has embraced the more than 50 families who've moved here since the hurricane. They've helped them get social services, enroll children in schools, and invite them to community events like this annual Christmas party. At a local community center, a live band plays traditional Puerto Rican music. Giant paintings showing scenes of the island stand against the walls. Trays of rice and beans, roast pork, and tamales line the table. Yvette Sullivan helped plan the event.
It's all about the island, the food, the desserts, the smells. When you open the food, the pasteles and the morcillas, and of course, the type of music we get together, we hug a lot, we kiss a lot. This is Puerto Rico, really.
Miosotis Castro and her family dig into the food. Other partygoers greet them like old friends. Castro says coming here is helping them all with their homesickness.
My son, my young son, say, Mommy, all this like Puerto Rico.
She, her husband, and their children will spend Christmas with the few family members they have locally. The holiday won't be like the ones they spent in Puerto Rico, but in this new place, they are finding a way to celebrate. For NPR News, I'm John Bender in Providence.